Yes, yes, and yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Memorial Day weekend's in the house, folks. As you know what the deal is, this podcast is all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, motorsports, the K-World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. I have that feeling. I always want to say Monster Energy for whatever reason, but I did not say it again. Three big divisions in all of motorsports, and this is going to be a little, again, me trying out some different things on the podcast, and I'm going to try it right here. Part of me going to vacation, recording this on Tuesday, May 25th, prime time, 2021. This is a few hours away from me going on vacation. This episode won't be out until Friday afternoon or Friday morning at some point, but the point is, this episode will be out on Friday while I'm on vacation during Memorial Day weekend. I will not be back till next week. Of course, this puts me back on schedule a little bit, if you will, as far as recording goes. So next week, of course, I will do whatever I'm about to do right now and kind of go over the recap of the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. That's going to include the Indianapolis 500 as well. This is a short show once again. Like I said, everything will be kind of be back, going to go back to a little bit longer episodes, maybe, when I get back from vacation as well. So when this podcast comes out Friday, yours truly will be already out west enjoying vacation as well. Just wanted to bring, I told you guys that last week, so, and I'm telling you guys again this week on the podcast. And of course, reason why I'm just a little shorter episode, because I was just on last night, the 100th episode of Loose Lugs Podcast with AJ and Ryan. Once again, congratulations goes out to those fellas, those good fellas out there who do the podcast. They do a tremendous job, and that was a tremendous show last night. And again, I was on the show along with Dalton Good, a Kyle Busch fanatic. So, well, that was very good as well. So make sure you tune in, you download that and tune it in as well. I know I'm doing a shameless plug on a podcast, but still, though, that was some good stuff, though. Seriously, on the real, that's why this episode is going to be short, because you can find most of my takes on there. But I got some more takes on my own show. Don't worry about that. I'll get to that in just a moment. Obviously, everybody's in action this weekend, of course, and I'm going to start right there before getting into my different segment here on this podcast tonight. As I switch gears a little bit here to the schedule this weekend, obviously the Indianapolis 500 going to go down on Sunday, and spectators are back in the stands as well. Scott Dixon will lead the field once again, the green. I think he led the field of green last year. He's always had a fast car at Indianapolis, and once again, he's going to be right there in the spot. And last year, it was yours truly who picked the winner of the race, that in Takuma Sato, and he's starting, 14th or 15th? I don't have the start lap in front of me right now, obviously. But, yeah, he won the race last year, his second Indy 500 victory there. Scott Dixon looking to get another one there. He was fast last year, and he's going to have to deal with a whole bunch of hungry hounds there. Colton Herta starting second. That's what Ed Carpenter is starting in the top 10. Elio Castroneves, a former 500 winner, multi Indy 500 champion. So a lot of things can happen, and we'll see what happens, all culminating with the Coca-Cola 600 Sunday night, the longest race, the longest race in motorsports, obviously. So that's going to be some day and night, obviously. I think there's no Monaco in there, and I'm not mistaken as well. They changed that up, which obviously felt a little weird last year as well. But kicking off the Memorial Day weekend, obviously, the Truck Series. And when this podcast comes out, this will come out the same day as Memorial Day racing will kick off with the Camping World Truck Series race. Everybody's in Charlotte, prime time, 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 East Coast Time there.
200 laps. Obviously, Todd Gilliland, the last winner, the recent Cable World Truck Series winner in a really fast truck for DGR. Well, not DGR. Yeah, he raced for them 2 years ago with Front Row, the trucks, getting it done there. So Front Row getting on the scoreboard for the first time last weekend as well. Look out for him. And the Xfinity Series that following day, noon Central Time, with their race as well. Kyle Busch stealing the show, getting his 98th career Xfinity Series win. 98 wins there, and he is two away from 100 there. And of course, I already mentioned this, the Coca-Cola 600, the tradition rolls on, and this is actually the first race that we're going to see with fans, 100% capacity possibility. This place could and should be packed as well, and you usually get good crowds all the time. This is the first actual track that wanted 100% capacity, and it should be a good one Sunday night. I know KC, obviously, my home track was the other track, and there was another one that also went to 100% capacity as well. Looking very much forward to that this fall, going back over there. Obviously, couldn't go back to Kansas Speedway due to already with schedule situations, couldn't be able to do that. So hopefully, when fall comes around, I'll be able to attend the fall playoff race for Kansas Speedway, which either that's going to be something in KC, baby. That's going to be something come playoff time. But we're still months away from that as well. So that's kind of a lineup there for this weekend. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with yours, EG3. Again, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it wherever you can download or collect your racing / sports podcast. All right, I wanted to do something a little bit different, obviously, than just your normal race talk, obviously. But still, at the end, I will go over the finishing order and hand out the EG3 helmet sticker afterwards. So, again, another change of pace again. Trying some different things a little bit here. And I thought, well, let's just see what's trending up. Or down, up and down, following the race at COTA. We're going to start with up, with trending up, obviously. And I'm going to start, obviously, from the bottom to the top. That's how I'm going to do it. So, just to kick things off here in prime time here tonight. Let's trend up after COTA, obviously. Obviously, I'm going to start where the Truck Series was in Todd Gilliland. Wow. I didn't really think of him as a road course ringer. Obviously, you can't call these guys now road course ringers, but there's no such thing now. Back in the day, there were road course ringers, but even then, you know, they had to deal with the regulars, and sometimes for 98% of the time, 95 to 98% of the time, it would be the cup regulars that show up, three or four of them that show up and really take you to the business. That's what you got to do right there. Todd Gilliland did exactly that. He and Cass Grau was one of my sleepers in one of my fantasy lineups this weekend, and it paid off big time. I figure Cass got a strong background in road course ringer and road course anyways, so I figured, why not? And it paid off big time. But Todd Gilliland getting on the board, getting him and Front Row on the board. I don't think they won last year at all. This puts them right there in the postseason for 2021 as well. So, big. Todd Gilliland was fast all race long. He and Cass were pretty much going at it after it there. Grant Infinger was up there, but at the end of the day there, Todd Gilliland gets it done in the Truck Series. Number two was trending up. Chase Briscoe. This will probably be a little bit of a surprise for y'all. But number two on my list here, after COTA, Chase Briscoe. Obviously, there are a lot of guys after that race that you don't normally see or call that run up in the top 10, be up there top 5. Obviously, Bubba Wallace, who usually is hanging out in the back in these road courses, he was up to third before we had his unfortunate ordeal in the rain there with a couple other drivers there. But Ross Chastain had a great run. Chris Buescher, another one. Coral and Joy was up there. See, I'm calling out names that aren't usually up in the mix. But one in particular, Chase Briscoe, had himself a pretty much a quiet afternoon in the rain. I mean, we saw him a lot in the top 10 there racing, and he finally, more importantly for him, got his first top 10 finish of the year. Huge after the year he had last year, winning them 9 races in the Xfinity Series there. So we'll see how that momentum for him can kind of carry over a little bit for him as the spring/summer progresses here for that team, that they needed that in the worst way possible. Of course, Chase Briscoe and his dirt background there, but he handled the rain like a pro, or at least one of them handled them like a pro, that's for sure. So awesome to see Chase Briscoe. He finished sixth, by the way, for those who did not watch the race or who were in and out of the race as well. So that's that. And then my number one trending up, obviously, you probably should already probably have figured it out by now. This is a combination of two, Chase Elliott and Hendrick Motorsports continue. That's back-to-back wins for them. That's two consecutive weeks of victories in the books for them. Could be easily... Never mind. But yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row that Hendrick Motorsports gotten themselves in the victory lane. Of course, the 1-2-3-4 sweep at Dover last weekend, at 2 weeks ago now. And now you have Chase Elliott, who seemed to get stronger and stronger as that race progressed. Of course, the Ray race, by the way, got called off due to inclement weather or too much rain. Oh, and I'll get to that in my training down segment in a bit. But yeah, Chase Elliott getting on the board, and I've been saying it for the last several weeks on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 now, that he's yet to get on the board. He had 5 wins a year ago. Harvick, Hamlin, Double H's yet to touch victory lane, and we're almost in the end of May. Who would have thought, folks, who would have thought that those two guys would be winless, especially with the way that Hamlin's driving this year, leading all those laps right up front, but Denny Hamlin was nowhere close to the front at Coda. And that just got me thinking of a training down there, a topic there that's, I might have to replace the other one with it. But absolutely, Chase Elliott and Hendrick Motorsports making history, I believe, tying Richard Petty Motorsports for the most wins in Cup history. I believe that. I might get this wrong, but I'm just going to roll with it. 268 Cup wins ties Richard Petty there for the most wins in Cup history. And they could very well come out in the Coke 600 and get the time-breaking 269. We'll see what happens there. Obviously, Kyle Larson's been strong all year long as a high candidate for that. But don't forget, Chase Elliott last year was leading a lot of laps, especially late, and a blown call on pit road changed all that. So, but Chase Elliott finally getting off the goose egg out of the win column there. And more importantly, though, when the later that race went, really, Kyle Larson really started to surprise me on the road course race, because he was in contention earlier this year at the Daytona road course before he had his ordeal late there. And Chase Elliott, same thing, he was up there his usual self, and then he got punted by Hamlin there late in that race there that took him out of winning contention. This win for them kind of makes up for all of that for that race team. So that's number one in the books, and Hendrick Motorsports, 2 in a row. Can they make it 3 in a row coming up in Memorial Day weekend, the Coke 600? Tune in to Fox to find that out.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
I am playing the wrong keys to this one. I'm playing the wrong keys. Apologize for that. We're not done yet on the podcast. Yet still got the trending down segment here to go. And of course, I'm going to run down the top 10 finishers from the rain shortened quota event. And then I'm having my EG3 helmet sticker. And then we are out of here for this week. Okay, so trending down from Coda. Give you three from trending up. Now, I'm going to give you the trending down. So, number three on that list, as it's almost getting late at night and my next door neighbor is deciding, hey, well, let's just go ahead and cut the grass. Anyways, if you hear that, that's what you're hearing. Anyways, moving on. Number three on the list, Xfinity Series, Noah Gregson. Is it time to hit the panic button yet for that race team? I'm about to. And here is why. I mean, he should already have maybe at least two wins to my memory. Obviously, you have the Homestead one that slipped away from the fingertips thanks to a lap car. Running up front at Darlington, and then the caution comes out late. There, that after Gregson had over a 3 second lead, more than the 3 second lead there, and he finishes dead last at Coda with engine issues. I mean, it's engine issues, getting in fights with other drivers, sucker punching people, or his team hurting him. I mean, he's only thing he's won is Dad for Cash prizes. He hasn't won any actual races yet, so. Is it time of a concern? I have no idea. Now, I'm going to do double duty here and see where he is in the point standings there. Actually, but yeah, you gotta wonder. Noah Gregson dropped to ninth in the overall standings behind Jeremy Kmetz by a point. I know that don't mean anything right now. And he's ninth in the, if the playoffs were to start now, he'll be the ninth seed in the Xfinity Series playoffs. But there's some missed opportunities there, especially when Josh Berry has a win and not even is full time, got a couple runner ups. Justin Allgaier had a couple wins now in the big, and Michael Annette is starting to be Michael Annette, being consistent in finishing in those top tens there. And yeah, I just wonder. I mean, he's got talent, but obviously sometimes, you know, he hurts himself or something aggravates him that he goes off. I mean, I do love his attitude, his personality, but when is that going to translate into wins? So he's got the summer to figure it out, and he's got this Saturday to figure things out, start to figure things out as well. I mean, you can't control engine issues. I mean, you can't control what's outside the race car, but you can control, try to control your emotions a little bit. I know it's a heat of the moment, but you know, it's it is what it is. So Noah Gregson, that's part of the concern. Is it time to hit that panic button yet with that team? I haven't. I'm leaning toward that direction after finishing dead last with issue. And usually Gregson is usually pretty good competitive on road course races. So we'll see what happens there as well. Number two, trending down. Well, I might throw this driver in with this one, obviously. Kevin Harvick. I talked about Chase Briscoe trending up, finally in the right direction, probably. Kevin Harvick's trending the other way. He's been trending that way for a while. I know he's messed up. I know he's had a couple good runs now, but he was in a weird situation with all that oil. You can't see with all the rain that happened. Obviously, I'm going to get to that here in just a second here. But Harvick, Hamlin, nowhere to be found, obviously. Denny Hamlin, he had to start in the rear field there with some unapproved adjustments as well. So it was a long afternoon for him. Hamlin finished 14th there. Harvick had some strong words, as he should have there. Now, that's going to lead me to my number one trending down statement there. But yeah, Harvick there was involved there after running in the Xfinity Series race there, finishing in the top 10 in the Xfinity Series race the day before there. Had a bad race there, and yet we're coming in May there. He has yet to score a victory in 2021. That's the other trending down. And my number one, obviously, you probably figured if you're smart enough by now, I tweeted this a lot last weekend. That and the fact of rain. Whether it was the Harvick incident there, the Bubba Wallace incident, the TJ Cole Custer mess that happened there. I mean, you got to go back to a couple years ago. Most of us wanted the race in the pledging that these guys are the best in the world, won a race and Wayne. Well, after that, I want to see that again. Now, if it's sprinkling with mist, I can understand that. I will be obliged by that. I will oblige by that. But rain, medium rain, heavy rain, I am not a fan of that. And if you heard my stance before on the 3Y podcast, you know my stance about inclement weather nearing the racetrack before a start of a race, 23 minutes before. I mean, we saw that at Daytona. Maybe one or two years ago, we saw that at Chicagoland, starting a race, green flag, lightning area, and all this. Let's just go ahead and start the race anyways. Come on now. I mean, I was not happy with NASCAR. Still not happy a couple days later with NASCAR, how things went down. Harvick laid all that oil and that incident happened with Bell, Bubba, and Blaney. Oh, the Triple B's there. See what I did there, NASCAR Nation? Yeah, they should have stopped it. I definitely agreed with what we discussed on the Loose Lugs podcast episode 100 earlier this week, that they should have stopped everything there, got everything clean up, weeded out the rain a little bit, and got the track properly, properly clean enough for them to race on. I mean, when people got that little ass one windshield, ain't gonna do nothing. I mean, you gotta put two of them on. They're gonna be racing in downpours, which I am not a fan of, so let's not do that again. One windshield definitely ain't enough for those guys to see. I know they're the best in the world, the best cup drivers in the world, but even cup champions like Harvick and Truex there, scary incidents there with them respectively enough. And this has gotta be I mean, NASCAR, they're going to make changes, and Scott Miller, they own up to it after the fact, and I can appreciate that. And if my driver wasn't involved in one of that, I wouldn't be saying anything, and that's honest to the truth. But after what I saw, what happened, I was disappointed that my guy wasn't in the race, but more importantly, what I saw was an absolute bleep show, an absolute crap show, whatever you want to put it like that. And in that situation there where Truex over the radio's comments there was well publicized there over the radio there, and we got away with one. Let's call it what it is. We got away with one. That's for sure there, and that could have been a whole lot worse than what it was. Kurt Busch with a save of the afternoon there, saving his car away from almost took out his brother there as the rain came heaving down as well. So, but thank goodness, thank the good Lord that Truex and Cole Custer were able to walk away from that wreck right there. Not a good situation. Not a good look for NASCAR whatsoever. Not one bit. So that's my number one trending down, is NASCAR's decision to keep running the race anyways with rain. I mean, this should not happen again. Racing in hard rain, I mean, the Xfinity Series was pretty bad last year. That's another instance of rain, too, where Allmendinger had issues late, and he was the winner of that race last year. This was at the Roval last year, Charlotte Roval. So, but, yeah, this can't happen again, NASCAR. NASCAR, keep your word. Make the changes, make the proper changes that you're going to make. Let's be better about this. Let's be safer and smart about this, and we can have a better race. I mean, from what I saw, at least on last Sunday, was pretty decent racing, to say the least. People were coming. People were going backwards. People were making some bold moves, and that's what you want to see. But you don't want to see this bad weather, inclement weather, affect good drivers, and it definitely did last weekend. You don't want that. Take that out of the hands of the take that card out of the hands of the drivers and crew chiefs. Take that part out of it. We don't want to see it ever again. This type of mess that we saw last weekend, we don't want to do it. Don't do it, NASCAR. So that's that on trending up, trending down.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Fuck final moments here in a 3-wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Real quickly here, the race at Coda, kind of focusing on the Cup Series real quick here before we get going here. With the weekend, obviously, Denny Hamlin is leading the regular season standings by a bunch. William Byron, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott. That's your top five in the regular season standings. Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Joey Logano. Chase Elliott finally puts himself in the mix. Blaney, Bowman, Keselowski. Blaney's got to win. Bowman, Keselowski. Kyle Busch and McDowell there. Christopher Bell all have wins. 12 drivers are in. Wow. And not one of them said the bold words of Kevin Harvick in there, as he's the first driver, but by plenty, though. Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, RCR cars, cap in, book in the playoffs right now. Where to start this weekend? And again, big names, including Matt DiBenedetto, Kurt Busch, looking the outside in right now. But still, we still got, what, three more road courses left? Four. Road America, Indy, Sonoma. Road America, Indy, Watkins Glen, and Sonoma. Sonoma's going to be coming up next week following Memorial Day weekend as well. Okay, real quick here. Results, the top 10 from the Circuit of America was shortened the Echo Park Texas Grand Prix. Chase Elliott, you got to hand it to him. He's definitely the king right now, the number one guy when it comes to road courses, that's for sure there. Kyle Larson finished second. Joey Logano third. Ross Chastain fourth. AJ Allmendinger fifth. Chase Briscoe sixth. Michael McDowell seventh. The Daytona 500 winner. Alex Bowman. Tyler Reddick, who earned the pole. And I left this out. Who earned the pole this week. Obviously, they did practice. I had actual practice this past week in qualifying. We saw Tyler Reddick take P1. How about that? And he rallied back from a late spin. He was up there in the top 10 all race long before he got spun out there. And he bounced back with a ninth place finish. And Kyle Busch, who won stage two. Joey Logano won stage one. Kyle Busch wraps out the top 10 there. And the William Byron top 10 streak comes to a close by a spot. Wow, that's got to be agonizing for William Byron. But maybe he'll start a new streak this weekend when NASCAR goes to Charlotte for the Coke 600 there. And all I can say right now, Hendrick Motorsports red hot right now. A lot of mojo hitting in there. And they look to finish what they did not a year ago there, where Chase Elliott was in a position there to win that race. But again, the call there was made by Gustafson, turned out to be the wrong call. So we'll see what happens there. A lot can happen in this race come Sunday afternoon, folks. So, which leads me to the EG3 Hummus sticker of the week. And this is going to go out of left field, but not really. I've been talking about this organization a little bit here and there on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, but this guy did double duty this weekend. This is the other one. Yeah, so he did double duty this weekend. He finished runner-up in the Xfinity Series race, Xfinity regular, but I found this stat out on the Loose Lugs podcast, episode 100. This team, I believe, finished, what, 7th, 6th, and now finished 5th in the Circuit of America. Is that person being A.J. Allmendinger? Yes, folks, that's right. That's kind of an upset over Chase Elliott, but hey, I'm going to take it what it is. EG3 Hummus sticker of the week, and that's going to lead me right on in vacation, obviously, and that's going to put us right on track. So next week, we'll be back to recap all the exciting action, including the Indianapolis 500, on the next edition of the podcast. And I might sneak one another special small bonus episode in there as well. So be out and look out for that. But yes, circling back to College Racing. College Racing, obviously, they're going to be in the Cup Series next year. And they keep, obviously, we know what AJ can bring on road courses and got the job done. I mean, he did not get very much stage points. He might have got some in stage two. I don't remember. I don't think he did, actually. But yet, at the end of the day, he was right there in the mix. So, AJ Allmendinger, once again, for Colleague Racing, making a special appearance this year in the Cup Series. Next year, it'll be permanent. But AJ Allmendinger, ladies and gentlemen, EG3 helmet sticker of the week.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.